day, Munson Big Y gets into the COVID booster game. Mega Millions swells to 421 million. New names jump into the gubernatorial race. The Pride stations have been sold, and the mayor joins the Harlem Globetrotters.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Good morning and welcome to the lull before the storm. That is, if we're to get what they're calling a winter bomb cyclone, whatever that is. It is Thursday, January 27, 2022, and the French toast weather is upon us as the doomsday meteorologists prepare us for a possible snowfall in double digits over the weekend. Here's your forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny, a high 24 to 28 degrees. The winds are south 5 to 10 miles per hour, and tonight mostly cloudy, once again a low of 14 to 20 degrees. The Westfield Athenaeum will present a three-concert chamber music series, and that will begin Thursday, March 10, 7 p.m., with musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra. They're the good folks known as Mosso, providing the music. Mosso violinist Beth Welty, who's been a guest on our program, is bringing her ensemble, the Aryaloka Quartet, to the Athenaeum to kick off the series. Guy McLean, executive director of the Westfield Athenaeum, will offer a pre-performance talk at 6 p.m., free to ticket holders. Violinists Mark Latham and Beth Welty, violinist Nora Lee Walker, and cellist Sandy Joe Malman will perform. William Grant Still's Lyric String Quartet, Charles Ives String Quartet No. 1, From the Salvation Army, a revival service, Beethoven's String Quartet in C Major, and an additional piece to be announced at the performance. Tickets for the concert, $20, and must be purchased in advance at the Westfield Athenaeum during business hours or online. Audience members will be required to wear masks. Where to get your COVID vaccine booster? Well, in Munson, the Big Y is the place. Big Y Pharmacy will be administering COVID-19 boosters to Munson residents 18 years and older. The clinics will be held at the Munson Senior Center. That's at 106 Main Street, February 3 and February 10, from 8:30 a.m. until 12 p.m. Moderna and Pfizer boosters will be available to the first 75 residents registered. The Mega Millions jackpot Friday has hit $421 million and could grow even bigger before the drawing. The cash option, $290.9 million. It is the 13th highest jackpot for Mega Millions since the lottery started in 2002. The largest Mega Millions jackpot was $1,537 billion, won in South Carolina, October 23, 2018. Tuesday night, the numbers drawn were 3, 12, 38, 53, 58, with a Mega Ball of 13. Want to get in on this? Tickets are two smackers apiece, so the players pick six numbers. The first five numbers have to be between 1 and 70. The Mega Ball is a number between 1 and 25. You win the Mega Millions jackpot by matching all six numbers in a drawing. The odds of winning, 1 in 302.6 million. Next drawing for Mega Millions, played in 45 states, plus the District of Columbia and the U.S. Virgin Islands, is Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. The race for Massachusetts governor gets a bit busier on the Republican side. Chris Doty, a Wrentham Republican, announced Wednesday he's running for governor to succeed outgoing Charlie Baker. Doty becomes the second Republican to launch a major for the governor's office in Massachusetts, joining former state rep Jeff Deal in the party's primary contest. Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito have both decided not to go for third terms in 2022. Three other Republicans have filed paperwork with the Office of Campaign and Political Finance to run for governor. Darius Mitchell of Lowell, who gave a memorable and well-received speech at the 2018 GOP convention, he filed last March. Kimberly Duffy of Quincy filed in August. And Joselito Santiago Matias of Worcester filed last week. May I interest you in a COVID quarantine survival kit? I would direct you to Springfield's Jewish Community Center, where they've created a kit good for the heart, soul, and mind. They include things such as tea and wine, beer, chocolates, along with items for kids to keep entertained, like coloring books, crayons, bubbles, glow sticks, and more. The kits are aimed to help bring joy to these families who have endured so much throughout the pandemic, from economic hardships, lack of resources, accessibility to school, and additional child care responsibilities. They were made possible through the community members that have donated to help fill the boxes, which are scheduled to be delivered to the JCC families on Friday. The Pride stations have been sold. Bob Bolduc indicates that it's time, and no one in his family was interested in carrying the company forward. The name will not be changed, the employees will stay in place, and the new owner, Arclight Capital Partners, will manage the stores from a distance. The sale includes 31 operating stores located at two large truck stops, two small truck stops, 15 Subway franchises, 15 Chester's Chickens, and 7 liquor stores. It also includes vacant property the private equity firm hopes to develop in the future. Bob Bolduc will stay on the board of the new company, and he does say, "It is of the utmost in this story. Nothing will change when it comes to people getting gas or buying coffee and food from a Pride station." State Treasurer Deb Goldberg has announced that she wants to come back for round 3. As yet, no one is challenging her. She said she wants to help get women back into the workforce, in part by ensuring access to affordable child care. Goldberg, along with Democratic Secretary of the Commonwealth, William Galvin, are the only two statewide elected officials seeking re-election this year. Suiting up, Mayor Dominic J. Sarno will join with Harlem Globetrotter Ambassadors Scooter Christensen and Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame President and CEO John DeLiva and other special guests as the Harlem Globetrotters and Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame celebrate the Globetrotters' history and the importance to basketball as we embark on Black History Month. Now, this will be today, 10 a.m. at Center Court, Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, 1000 Hall of Fame Avenue, Springfield, Mass., of course. Thank you for being with us for today's program. Hope you got some good information from it, and I hope you'll join me here tomorrow for Friday as we enter into a possibly wild and woolly weather weekend. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. You never know. We've escaped. We've run between the snowflakes a couple of times. Maybe our luck will hold out. Maybe it won't. We'll find out. And anyway, we'll keep our eye on it. Thank you very much. Our next new program, as I mentioned, Friday morning, 6 a.m. online, and available to you throughout the day and night on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
Proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.